This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Keokuk might spend several hundred thousand dollars on improvements to the entertainment barge docked along the Mississippi River, and the city says the impact on taxpayers could be minimal. The money would be used to connect utilities such as water and electricity to the barge and to install permanent entrance ramps. City Administrator Cole O'Donnell says the city would borrow money up front and repay it using funding from a tax increment financing or TIF district.
Under TIF, we're able to capture taxes from all the different taxing entities and use it to improve the district in some way. And it doesn't increase anybody's taxes. It just shifts them to the projects. That's all it does.
O'Donnell says there is a roadblock. The barge is not in a TIF district. So the city council is considering a proposal to extend the boundaries of an existing district to include the barge. A public hearing on the new boundary is scheduled for early next month. The city has also hired a firm out of Texas to inspect the barge, checking its structural integrity and for issues such as corrosion. The inspection will cost nearly $11,000. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.